The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The futures of two charter schools face potential obstacles following a decision from the State Board of Regents. According to the Buffalo News, the Buffalo School Board's recommendation of a five-year renewal for Westminster and Enterprise Charter Schools was rejected by the Board of Regents. The panel's rejection was based on a number of factors, including, quote, the lack of evidence of academic success by the applicants. Despite the setback, School Board President Sharon Belton-Cottman remains committed to keeping the schools open. Since its inception in 2003, Enterprise has not received a full five-year renewal. Westminster earned a five-year renewal in 2009. Cheektowaga man faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted on manslaughter charge in connection with a fatal crash in the town of Hamburg. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, 40-year-old Anthony Radzuski was also charged with reckless driving and aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. Authorities say Radzuski was driving northbound on Route 5 on February 28th when his vehicle crashed with another vehicle. 37-year-old Jenny Zulke died as a result of the incident. Radzuski is being held without bail. And the new $237 billion state budget covers a number of spending priorities, ranging from school funding to filling potholes. For the third year, $100 million has been allocated for the Pave Our Potholes program. The budget line is included as part of the $7.7 billion set aside for the improvement of highways and bridges across the state. The prospects for three East Side projects will be bolstered with over $3 million in public investment. The chair of the Erie County Legislature, April Baskin, reports the secured funding will go toward the construction of a new headquarters for the Buffalo Urban League, a mixed-use affordable housing project from TOP Enterprises, and a health care and wellness center planned by Kanaka Development. Baskin, who will provide further details at a noon press conference today, says the funding will help Jefferson Avenue, which has, quote, been left in disrepair due to decades of disinvestment. A nearly $250 million federal investment is expected to make solar power available to low-income households across New York State. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says the funding will boost the state's, quote-unquote, robust rooftop and community solar programs serving residential customers. The allocation is part of the Environmental Protection Agency's $7 billion Solar for All grant competition that's expected to bring solar projects to 900,000 households across the country. And the early voting pace is picking up in the special election to determine who will fill out the remainder of Brian Higgins' term in the 26th congressional seat. According to the Erie County Board of Elections, the 1,375 ballots cast Monday were the most of the opening 3 days of early voting. Town of West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon is the endorsed Republican in next Tuesday's election, while State Senator Tim Kennedy is the choice of Democratic Party leaders.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
For WBFO News, I'm Alex Simone. It's more than 40 years since the Love Canal environmental disaster, but it still has a lasting impact, especially for those who were personally affected. Luella Kenny's son, John, would be 52 years old if he was alive today. Instead, he died from an immune response disease at age 7, and Kenny largely points to the chemical pollution at Love Canal. But she says it's concerning that awareness has decreased over the years.
People have to understand what the consequences are, and we have to be aware, and we have to monitor, you know, what is happening, and we can't allow it to happen because it's very dangerous to our children. Where's the awareness when you see children yards away from all those chemicals playing on those swings? I mean, that is so wrong, so very wrong.
Sharing that knowledge isn't limited to word of mouth. There are numerous retellings focusing on the Love Canal tragedy. And now, filmmaker Jamila Efron is helping spread the message through the PBS documentary series, American Experience. The documentary, which premiered Monday, is called Poison Ground. Efren says the Love Canal disaster is unique because of how many witnesses are around to share their perspectives.
I've done a number of historical documentaries, many for American Experience, and we rarely have this breadth of living witnesses to kind of help tell the story.
From the start, Kenny worked closely with Love Canal Homeowners Association President Lois Gibbs and other mothers from the area to show how much of a health risk the site really was. She says those shared experiences helped forge bonds to last through the years.
There was nobody else. In fact, after this book came out, and I had my own relatives, they read the book and then they called me and they said, "Luella, we never had any idea what you were going through." And I know because I was wishing that people would invite me for a home-cooked meal or something, but, you know, that didn't happen. You know, I don't think anyone really realized or understood what was going on. But we just, you know, we stayed on our own, and we did become very close with all of these families, and we're still very close to them today.
American Experience Executive Director Cameo George says she was aware of Love Canal growing up, but working on the documentary increased her understanding.
You know, they themselves talk about the fact that they didn't have degrees in this. Like, they considered themselves ordinary people who were thrown into this extraordinary situation, and just the amount of uncertainty and fear that there was at the beginning compared to, and then looking at where they ended up and how much they were actually able to change.
Efren says the efforts of Kenny, Gibbs, and others demonstrates what can be achieved even from a community level.
It's about a story of kind of people taking control of their community and fighting for themselves and organizing themselves and learning how to change their circumstances. They didn't have a roadmap for this. And so we could really kind of explore how a grassroots movement gets formed.
In addition to the other achievements of Love Canal residents, it also marked the first Superfund site in the U.S., setting a precedent for the cleanup of environmental disasters and contaminated communities. Poison Ground airs 4:30 p.m. Saturday and 12:30 a.m. Sunday on WNED-TV. For WBFO News, I'm Alex Simone.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.